The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Last time I was here, I talked about the Surrender Novena, which this particular gospel is classic about that, but I want to focus on the first reading, because I think as in modern day Catholics, we have to pay attention to what the first reading talks about. It is listening to God's voice. Now, this is not pious drivel, it's practicality. When you are silent in your soul and your environment, you can actually hear God's speaking to you. It's not an actual audible voice, but there's sometimes an intuition. When I did my 30-day silent retreat, which 90% of my friends were surprised that I was quiet for a month, I really understood that God speaks to us in the silent whisper, the really quiet voice. And so because we live in our modern world, we have TV, radio, and cell phones, computers to distract the heck out of us, we have to actually turn it off. And so when you turn everything off and you quiet your soul and you quiet yourself down and you start praying to God and you talk to him like I'm talking to you, you can actually hear like an intuition, something to do right. And I find that when we quiet ourselves and we listen to that, God gives us a lot of opportunities for us to hear his voice. Now, once I started getting in the habit of talking to my guardian angel to inspire me and to talk to me to tell me what God's will is for me, I was able to see God work in my life. It's gotten to the point now that not only do I expect the supernatural, I see it all the time in my life, the good and the bad. And I see God working in the most small details. And St. John Bosco talks about, as Catholics, as Christians, that because we live in a supernatural environment, being baptized Catholics, we should always expect the supernatural to be natural. Supernatural things should happen to us so much, it's like, okay, this happened to me, what's for breakfast? This happened to me, oh, okay, what's for lunch? It should be so part of our day, it should not even be a surprise anymore. But we should be paying attention to it. So at the last Mass, I was talking about listening to that voice. Now, I was teaching high school, and I was teaching seniors, And it was at a Catholic high school, and I was a priest. And I learned one thing about being a teacher as a priest. Students don't see me as a priest. They see me as the enemy. Because he's the teacher. I asked all my students, raise your hand if you had asked God to direct what college you should go to or what your career should be. Raise your hand. Crickets. Okay, maybe it's just the first period. Second period, crickets. Come on, gotta be one person, right? Third period, crickets. Fourth period, crickets. Out of 100 students, none of them asked God at a Catholic high school what they should do with their lives. I was so shocked by that. I said, I make it my mission to teach people to ask God to direct everything they need to do in their lives. So when I was on my 30-day silent retreat, one of the things I learned, because I had four choices to discern where I should be for my media ministry. And by the way, L.A. was only one of the choices. I had other cities. I can't mention it because we're recording this, and I want those cities to look bad. So my provincial says, okay, here's your four choices. And I did this because I needed it to be quiet. I needed it to be silent. So I spent 1 hour on each of the four choices. And I wrote on a sheet of paper, they teach you this, and you write the title of the topic or the decision, whatever it is. Could be a new job. And you write down the advantages and disadvantages of taking the new job. Then you write down the advantages and disadvantages of not taking that job. And when I did that for all the four choices of the cities that the provincial was telling me to go to, then for another hour, so I had 5 hours that day, I had the time to do it, I sat in front of the Blessed Sacrament in quiet and said, okay, where do you want me to go? Well, clearly, L.A. was the place because I wouldn't be here. I'd be at those other cities. To do media outside of L.A. is like saying great Italian food exists in Russia. It just doesn't work. So in that silent prayer, I noticed the Holy Spirit guiding me towards L.A. area for this ministry. So when you are coming up with a decision you need to make or something you need to do, you have to remember one thing. St. Ignatius talks about this, that we cannot make major life decisions when we are in desolation. If you're in the boat and it's rocking and it's windy, don't make any decisions. Peter's like, hey, let me come out and walk. And all of a sudden, he gets all rocking and rolling. He gets all scared, and he freaks out, and he starts sinking. We all can relate to the doubt in God and lack of faith. We can all relate to that. But have you noticed that Christ is always calm in chaos? So that's when we need to listen to God, when things are at peace and calm. Never in desolation do you make major life decisions. Only when you're in consolation, when you're in peace. You have to calm everything down. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about, you know, running for your life to save your life. I'm not talking about those type of things. I mean, talking about life decisions, not survival. When you do that, you ask your guardian angel to guide you in that decision. Because your guardian angel is a highly paid professional who knows God's will for you because he speaks to God and he's supposed to speak to you. But what we have to do is listen to his voice. And you get these inspirations like, God wants me to go this way, but I thought it was going to be this way, but I feel more at peace. You got to remember, that peace that you feel, that peace of soul, is huge. Because when you feel that peace of soul, you know that that's God's will. The devil cannot create peace. It's not part of his nature. He can only create chaos or an appearance of peace, but never actually deep-rooted peace. So that peace of soul is very important when you make those decisions. But you have to make these things in quiet, solitude, distractions all away. And then ask your guardian angel to tell you, okay, well, how does God want me to live my life? Or in this decision, where does he want me to go? Now, sometimes when we pray, we make a decision, and it ends up being a really bad experience. God wanted us to have that bad experience. Why? I don't know. Ask him when you get there. But if you start trusting that whatever happens to you, after you've done all your prayer, you've done everything you can, you make the decision, you write the paper out, the Lord says do this, and then all of a sudden everything's fall apart, There's a reason for that. I can't. But the problem is, I don't know the answer to that. Why God allows that to happen? I can't tell you how many times I thought this was the right decision, and it being a very bad decision afterwards. I just learned from it. I'm not a failure. I just learned a lot. And life's lessons are a great teaching part of my life. In that silence, in that whisper, in that calm, is when you start asking God what I should do with my life. Now, when you look at your life now, are you doing everything God really wants you to do? Only you know that. Are you giving God everything? Only you know that. Is God a number one priority for you? Only you know. Is eternal life your ultimate goal? Or is this life more important? Good question. Because we all go back and forth. I love this life, but I can't wait to get to heaven. But I really enjoy this life. It's a lot more gelato to eat before I go. I mean, really, what is my life? Am I doing everything for the Lord? Am I giving everything? It's a really good question. So when you look at your next major decision, get that piece of paper out, silence your heart, silence your everything, silence everything, and ask the Lord to speak to you. And then ask your guardian angel to do the same, to speak to you. And you're going to see amazing things. You're going to see God work in your life so much that it won't be a surprise anymore. It'll be just like, what's next? It's like, okay, what's for lunch now? God did this in my life. Okay, what's for dinner? Because God did this. I mean, it's going to be constantly. I have it happen so much to me now because I'm paying attention to it regularly that I literally go, yep, that's God working in my life. All right, I got to go to my next appointment. Because as St. John Bosco says, the supernatural becomes normal to me. It's just part of the day because I live in a supernatural environment. God is in my life constantly, and I pay attention to it. He gives me so many small miracles and instances. I'm going to give you a classic. Something happened to me. I was in Arizona, and I was getting these flyers made for my ministry for a fundraiser I was doing, and they screwed up my order. They didn't make it. It's like, I gave it to you yesterday. How long did it take to make 400 copies? So I was upset. Well, I stand there, like, waiting for them to make the new ones, and this lady starts crying. Find out her husband just died. Found out that the business manager that worked at my parish in Arizona, that was his father-in-law. I didn't even know that was his mother-in-law. So we started talking and crying and consoling her because she was getting flyers for her husband's funeral. And then this other guy came up to me and started talking to me about the ministry that he was doing. Like, holy cow, had I just got my flyers and left, I never would have had this hour of discussions with these people I needed to talk to. So I to the point now that happens to me so much, I just, whatever happens to me now, I just trust that God's just directing my day completely 110%. And everything that happens, good, bad, or ugly, that must be God's will. I was supposed to go to some place. Nope, not supposed to go there. Go here? Nope. Yes, go here. I don't even second guess God anymore. I actually think God is smarter than me. I'm so surprised by that. It's actually like he really cares about me. He really, when I give him permission to direct my life, he does. Carte blanche, here you go. Go at it, Jesus. You said, I surrender myself to you. You take care of it. I tell him that every day. Take care of it. I have delays and stuff in my life that's like taking 2 years for stuff to happen. It's like, come on, Lord. But you said you're going to take care of it. And now I'm being a whiny baby. I get it. But I'm trusting that this delay is for your greater glory. And for me, because I'm an optimist, not a pessimist, even though I am Italian, you think it'd be part of me. I actually pay attention to the half-full experiences in my life. Oh, this came out of that. That came out of it. Because if I always focus on the negative, then I would never be happy. I'd never be at peace. So when I focus on what came good out of it everything, I notice that my life is different. I see life differently when I pay attention to the blessings and everything that happened, from COVID to my friends who live in Maui. We're trying to find the good in the bad and to listen to God's voice and have him speak to us. So when you go home today, I want you to pick an event, pick something in your life. I want you to write, do the four steps, advantages and disadvantages. I want you to be quiet and ask God, okay, God, what are the advantages and disadvantages of this and the disadvantages and advantages of not that? And I want you to speak to me, Lord, and guardian angel, guide me into the way you think I should go and see what happens. And do that like pretty much every day for the rest of your life and see how your life changes because of it. Let God speak to you in the silence. Don't listen to a podcast. Don't read anything. Just be quiet. Calm yourself down and let God speak to us in that silence so that he can direct us the way he wants to. Amen.